Thank you. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Finance and Good Governance Committee meeting of the 16th of December 2019. Agenda item FG024/19 to receive and approve any apologies or absences.
No apologies received, all are present and correct.
Thank you. FG025/19 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. Does anyone have any declarations of interest to declare? No? Okay, thank you very much. Agenda item FG026/19, public participation. There are currently no members of the public present. So we shall move straight on to FG027/19 to approve minutes of the Finance and Good Governance Committee meeting held on the 4th of November.
I haven't received any comments.
No comments. Does anyone have any comments to make now?
No.
Could I have a proposer to accept those? That's Councillor Kilmurray proposing and Councillor Clark seconding. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. Agenda item FG028/19, budget for 2020. This is to consider a draft estimate of income and expenditure for the forthcoming financial year. So this we had a meeting last week, was it, or the week before? To sort of go over some of the fine detail. The RFO had and the clerk had prepared most of the figures for us, and then worked through it and tweaked a few. So what's the process here, Mr. Clark? Can you go through it again?
Yeah, I would suggest for the benefit of those councillors who weren't at the budgeting workshop, go through it page by page, line by line, and pause for any questions or comments if your hand goes on.
Yeah. So present at the workshop were councillors Clark, Councillor Travis, myself, and the clerk, the assistant clerk, and the RFO. So has everyone got a copy of it? Ah, excellent. He's got that one. So, largely it is a case of Gabby went through all the various bits of income and expenditure. So if you go to the income page for us, and on the left-hand side in red, we've got the actual expenditure from last financial year. Column E is this year's budget, column F is this year's forecast or actual, and then H is proposal for next year's budget. So just going through sort of line by line very quickly, allotment rent, assuming that's going to be the same, grass cutting, that's an actual figure for next year, isn't it? That's the payment from county, I believe.
Yeah, well, they might push it up, but they tend to keep it the same. Yeah. If it goes up, it won't make a huge amount of difference. Yeah.
So those are fairly uncontroversial. Cemeteries, the burial fees, this year is somewhat down, but this is just, it's just based on who comes along, effectively. So last year was very high, 5,500. This year we forecast 3,600, but it's only come up at 1,500 so far. So we figured on around about 1,800. It's obviously very difficult to predict on that one. So if anyone has any burning comments on that one. Memorials, again, it's kind of difficult to predict, forecasting 1,000 by the end of the year, so basing 1,000 for next year, and burial of cremation remains, again, I mean, these are sort of wide, guesstimates really, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not big money, so it's not going to make a huge difference. In terms of match fees then, from the play and recreation, very much kind of basing on previous years, 320 from the Melbourne Saturdays. Melbourne Sundays are now rolled into the Dynamos, which is why I think that's gone up from 2,000 to 2,200. Hire of the recreation grounds, again, is kind of a little bit estimate, but largely it just comes from the fair. So that's why we've got the 250 in there, on the assumption that no one else is going to come along and hire it out.
Well, we've lost the Pilates class, which was a regular.
That's from the pavilion, isn't it?
Pavilion.
Yeah, so the pavilion was 1,200 last year, was forecast to be 1,000 this year, but the Pilates class has gone halfway through the year, so it's down to 800. So that's going to go down a little bit more as their full year kind of turns up. We're hoping we can try and market the pavilion a little bit more and try and get that back up to 750. And then the recharge to MAID, this is a curious thing of, we charge MAID to use the pavilion and then end up giving MAID the money to pay for it, normally out of the solar fund. Now, MAID are talking about the fact they might be looking at moving site possibly to the Melbourne Village College Community Centre during the winter months because it's a better venue. They're concerned about, especially the teenage girls, walking from the car park down to the pavilion in the dark. So we kind of figured that's maybe going to be for just over half the year. So they might be using the pavilion for just under half the year, so we sort of estimated £1,000 income from the summer months, because of course they're not there during the summer holidays. Mm. So that's where that £1,000 has come from. Do stop me if you have any questions or input. Next line, we've got interest receivable. We've moved into new deposit accounts, so we should get a little bit more interest next year. So I'm assuming, Gabby, that's a relatively sort of realistic estimate of income, isn't it? And the little hands rent. So that's going to stick. We discussed this in the workshop and kind of decided that will probably stay at 26,000 this year, because it was only last year that we finally got sorted out, where we'd been undercharging them for a number of years, hadn't we? So we sort of put up from 13 to 26, to sort of market rates. Councillor Clark?
Sorry, just for the minutes, I think it would be nice, a nice gesture, if we actually were to write a little hands and make it clear that we've done our annual review and there will be no increase in rent this year, so that we put that on the table, that they understand that we do review it annually. Mm. And we just put on there that there will be no review for the next financial year. So that if in a year or two's time we want to put it up, we can identify the fact is we review it every year and we have not been putting an increase on it every year or anything like that. Just, in case we want to put it up in a couple of years' time.
Yes, it's nice rather than just saying nothing. It's nice to say
staying put. If I could ask Mr. Clark if we could actually send them a letter.
Do we have to agree this?
I think we have to agree that through full council, though, don't we?
From memory, terms of reference for this committee allow rent reviews to be done by this committee.
Fine.
I will want to check the terms of reference to see whether that recommendation then needs to go to full council.
If that is the case, then I would put a proposal forward that we don't increase the rent this year and we let the little hands know. That's my proposal. If this committee agrees to that, and if we don't have to go to full council, fine, but if we do have to go to full council, if that could then be put onto the agenda for the 13th of January, just as a voting item.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would suggest the wording of the resolution is, though you recommend to full council that there is no rent increase for little hands. And then that will go to full council in January to be ratified.
Is that a resolution we can...
You can vote on that now. Vote on it as a resolution to recommend to full council.
Yeah, so what we're thinking in the workshop was we do it at 26,000 this year, and then obviously review it this time next year, probably with a view to leaving it the same again, with then a view to perhaps inflation sort of 2 or 3% increase next year. But obviously open to discussion next year if we want to do a small increase next year along with market rates as a kind of future plan, so you know that we're not to get us into this precedent of just leaving it fixed.
Rather after them for 20% in 5 years' time or something.
Exactly. So does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
So the resolution is that we pass the full council that we review the rent this year, but recommend leaving it at 26,000. Do I have a proposal for that? That's Councillor Clark proposing and Councillor Hart seconding. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. Income from unbudgeted sources. Well, obviously we can't budget for that, so that's not on there. So the total. Oh, Mr. Clark.
Can I add one more potential source of income in, which has come to light today? It may well come in under unbudgeted sources, actually. But there has been an ongoing issue with the water bills at New Road Cemetery appearing to be too high. We now have gotten to the bottom of the reason why. And essentially there is an historic agreement somewhere between the parish council and the adjacent development that they could use the water supply from the cemetery to assist them in their building works. And they would be invoiced on an annual basis, and essentially we would recharge a portion of that water bill to them. That hasn't happened since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So we sent out an invoice in the early part of this week, 2017, 18 and 19, and the cheque arrived today.
Okay.
So I suspect that there will be further income
from
that source to next year. That's for £600.
Okay.
But that's for 3 years.
Yes.
That's for 3 years.
And that's the Victoria, Way development, yeah, isn't it?
So I'm guessing somewhere in the region of £200 for the next year, next calendar year.
Right, okay, that's good.
So I don't know if you want that as a separate income.
No, because on the expenditure I've shown it net of.
Net of the recharge.
Oh, no. So we put that in what we're going to pay.
Okay, thank you for that, Dick. So the total income outside of the precept is forecast to be, we're budgeting for it to be a little lower next year than it has been in the last couple of years. So that would be down at £40,540. Now the line underneath that, the precept, is presumably the total then of everything else that we're about to go through. Yeah. So moving on to expenditure. Everybody take a deep breath. So again, same sort of format. The red column all the way on the left is the is last year. The back on GH is the
difficult to get
this year's budget. And then that's fine. I can read out what last year's work if necessary. So, allotment expenditure was forecast to be 1,100 this year, turned out to be 3,400, largely because of all the asbestos removal costs. We're not expecting very much on that front next year. So we're budgeting £1,600 for this year, and then also next year and the year after as a sort of ongoing cost. So in previous years it was 2,000 and then 3,400 this year. We will have the asbestos removal bin on site, won't we? So we thought 1,600 was a reasonable amount to be spending on the allotments.
So, Chair, do we know how much the cost is going to be to remove that bin once it's filled up every so often? We don't know that yet.
We're estimating it's like £70 to £100 a time. Right?
That's the cost of purchasing the bin.
I see, right.
£75. The cost of emptying it depends largely on the frequency with which it's emptied.
Yeah. But it's going to be a couple of hundred quid a time, probably, knowing how much asbestos to get rid of.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
But it may well be that we empty it less frequently than yearly.
Yeah.
That's more valuable.
Yeah. Conservation then, which includes the tree inspection and tree works. Last year, 2,200. This year, budgeted 5,500 and turned out to 5,800. Obviously, we've got an increased workload of tree inspections and tree works moving forwards. So budgeting 7,300 this year and then 5,000 in the next couple of years. Now that's because this year coming, we'll have some tree work, and we're hoping that we won't have too much tree work in 21 and 22.
Next year.
Right, okay.
So to get someone to look at all the trees.
Yeah. That's why.
That'd be more work.
Okay, the printout I'm following is not up to date.
There is an expenditure sheet and there is a detailed expenditure sheet.
Right. Detailed expenditure. There we go, that'll help our book on the same sheet. lovely. And then we've got £500 for unplanned stuff.
Okay, can I ask a question? The Christmas tree there. Which Christmas tree is that?
It's the one outside the
Modern Cross.
Was that donated by? No.
For the last 2 years, including this year, we've had to buy one.
Oh, okay.
Which is the place where they were donated from and run out.
Oh, okay. So it's just who is it? What's Justin?
We get it from
Fielding. Yeah, but so what Justin does for us is to help put it up free of charge, is that right?
Yeah, he puts it up and helps decorate it free of charge.
Okay.
But we have to buy the actual food.
So long as he doesn't need to employ enemies.
Yeah, anything else we would do. I thought that was still that we was donated, but okay.
Yeah. Moving on to Stockbridge Meadows, refuse collection is going to be largely the same, £350.
Oh, sorry, I've got another one.
Oh, go on.
So is that something for the Culleen Stone for the next?
No, it's not. It's just saying that it was high in 2018-19 because of the Culleen Stone.
And it's forecast the forecast £500 this year. £500 next year. It's just a little bit of contingency slash in case for
something happens.
Okay.
Small unplanned works. Stockbridge Meadows, I don't think there's anything terribly controversial on there, it's all largely the same as this year. The boardwalk repair and replacement is going to be done under S106 money, so it's going to be a lot more than the initial assessment, which was going to heavily involve donating materials and labour from Johnson Matthew, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. So that will now go through on S106 money, hence there's no budget for that. Grass cutting contract. That's all been obviously contracted out, and so I think that's fairly fixed, $8,590, isn't it?
There's 12 cuts, 6 to 250 a month, and then we've put two extra cuts in there as well.
And the general maintenance, which is on a contract of £460 per month plus £1,500 for extra work. Is therefore budgeted £7,000, which is the same for this year coming. Cemetery, obviously the rates are largely unchanged, utilities are going to be largely unchanged for Orchard Road, and then we had £100 of unplanned work forecast for this year, so just budgeting in £100 for that next year. New Road, so we've got the recharge to the developer, so all but £100 is being recharged, plus there's a £750, which is the large bill from the current year, but obviously we've got the cheque coming in to largely pay for that. Tree and hedge work and soil saw, you won't need any extra work on the soil saw because that's all been fixed now, hasn't it? Some extra struts have been put on that to sort all that out. Pest control, there's a bit of a rabbit problem up there, so have we got a quote for that for £400, or is that just based on the quote from the...
It's based on the quote for the work that's currently ongoing at the new recreation ground. But no, we don't have a quote for that yet.
Yeah. And obviously there's the £2,600 sort of fairly ongoing charge for the sanitary bases. And £200 forecast this year for unplanned, £300 last year, so £200 budgeting for next year.
With regard to the litter bins, I did mention to assistant clerk that there was 4 litter bins now outside Little Hands. We have 4 commercial bins, big ones, one of which is ours and 3 seem to be theirs. We're keeping one, but the green bins and the black bin outside, I think the assistant clerk was going to get the wardens to have a look at that because we might be able to lose some of those, and if they are things we're being charged for, we can try and get that kicked back because they're not being used because we've got the big commercial bins set up there.
So we've got too much rubbish collection around Little Hands.
Yeah. That's all been cleaned up now. I've made them store everything away outside, but they have three commercial bins and we have one. But then it's also the domestic bins, there's four of them sitting up there. It doesn't make any sense. Mm. There's no need for them. So if they are being billed to us just to have the bins, then
I don't know that they are, but we can certainly.
Well, I just think it's worth a look, because four bins that are sitting there that I'm
not sure they're not. We're not paying for any little hands and refuse. The only stuff we're paying for is pavilion, and then we've got like actual litter bins on the wrecks and dog poo bins that we're paying for.
Yeah.
I don't know what those other bins
maybe they're
are,
just
but
historic.
I don't think we're.
They may just be historic then.
Sorry,
Chair. That's quite right. And then just last thing is cemetery contracts. You've got grounds maintenance, which is £105.83 a month. Plus we're allowing for up to three extra cuts, which brings a total of £5,500 versus this year's forecast of £5,230.
Excuse me, Chair, can I just go back to the refuse and the dog bins? Because there was a query about, because we have got a lot of bins around the area, and that you can actually put dog waste in the
regular bins.
The regular bins.
This is specifically, remember, we're looking at the New Road Cemetery.
Oh, sorry, okay. Apologies, yeah. I'll wait till we get on to the other dog bins.
Yes, which will be somewhere further down.
Recreation grounds.
So let's move on to play areas and recreation grounds. We've got the Rossborough inspection, which is going to be budgeting for a slightly increased price over this year. Repairs and renewals. 1,600 last year, 1,500 this year, projecting 1,500 for next year. Refuse and dog bin collection. This is the Moor Playground and Skateboard Park, which is a bad definition because we don't have a skateboard park at the moment, and the Clear Crescent Playground. So £1,300 versus £1,250 this year. So what was your comment?
I just wonder, walking around this, because we've got quite a lot of the concrete bins around that area. And we've also got, I think it's only on the when you come in onto the playing field from the Vicarage Way, that there is, actually there's a waste bin just outside before you go. I just didn't know, because we were then said that we could use those, it probably doesn't make much difference, but I didn't know how much we were being charged specifically for the dog poo bins being emptied, and whether or not they're needed, because people can use the general waste bin.
Well, you can only use a general waste bin for dog waste if it's got a lid on it.
If it's got, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think plenty of people then are using it then without.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
We did try and stop
that, because we had a new dog bin put in at the entrance where the corral gate is, to stop people using the other bin, and there was a notice on there, please do not use this for.
Putting others on it, because I certainly hadn't got the message last message I got was that you could use any waste bin that didn't have to have a lid on.
No, they have to have a lid on.
I think it might be worth making a note of that, letting people know, because I didn't know that.
Well, we can take that up the next maintenance committee meeting.
Obviously we do need all those dog bins.
Next one is the play area project, the wild play area at the back of Worcester Way. That we're now going to look at funding through grant funding, so it doesn't need to be on the budget anymore. And the auto closing gate at the Moor, which was budgeted £1,650, has actually been repaired and doesn't need the new parts. So we've saved a bit of money there, so that doesn't need to be on the budget for next year. Electricity on the old wreck. Obviously just slightly more pest treatments, moles and rabbits. So was forecast 200, it's come up at 600 because we've needed the extra 400 to do the rabbits on the wreck. So on the basis that's going to be an annual thing, understanding the biology of rabbits, then it's just the same for next year, another £400 budgeted for that there. And then again, you've got dog bin collection on the recreation ground. Grounds maintenance, that one, slightly more than last year, which is 755 times 12 plus four extra cuts. And that one's going to be re-tendered. Maintenance committee, remind me when that one's being re-tendered.
Councillor Travis and I are due to sit down in the early new year with a view to reviewing all of the maintenance contract. So the official date for probably two-thirds of the contract is March next year, but we would hope to be completing the exercise by then rather than starting it.
Lovely. Right, and then moving on to the pavilion, the cleaner, again, this forecast being a little bit more based on inflation and so forth. We're currently trying to source a new cleaner, aren't we?
Yes, I had a word with the, or had a discussion with the assistant clerk about this, and it appears that the current incumbent in the job is not doing a particularly good job.
Councillor Clark, can I warn you that this meeting is being recorded?
Okay. We are looking at possibly putting this out to tender so that we can ensure that when we want the pavilion cleaned, we can just call in contractors to do it at our... This may increase the rate in May months. We don't know at this stage.
Well, that's going back out to tender, effectively. It's being reviewed, isn't it?
It's going to be reviewed at the end of this financial year.
Right.
So do we maybe need to increase the amount?
It may make sense.
1,500.
With the instruction that I... Well, not instruction, but suggestion I made to the assistant clerk was that first she seeks quotes for what it might cost for an agency as opposed to an individual contractor. Mm-hmm. I think everybody agrees it would be more expensive for an agency. But if the ballpark figure comes in, let's say within 25%, then there may be scope to put the prices of the pavilion up to cover it.
Yeah. I think it would be sensible to increase that just somewhat.
1,500?
I think so. 1,500.
Right, so I need to make a note of that in a minute. What cost code?
3,400 on the cost code against the pavilion.
At this stage, we're not actually doing much letting it out because the Pilates class has stopped. It's really only the football at this stage. It's the summer class because the potential for coming in.
Yeah, I imagine cleaning. It'd be more expensive to go to an agency. It'll also be slightly more expensive again if we're just talking about this amount on an ad hoc basis rather than a regular time slot.
Well, that's the problem we have.
Well, at the moment, it really is regular. The ad hoc bookings number less than half a dozen a year.
Right. Mm. So it's not a major inconvenience.
Okay, it's going down a million. Rates are going to be largely unchanged, so budgeting for just a slight increase. Utilities will be largely unchanged, again, just a very slight increase budget there. Refuse collection, previously monthly, but it's moved to fortnightly this year, which is why it's gone up from 180 previously to 338 this year. So budgeting 350 next year. Again, just a small increase there. Maintenance, sanitary disposal, etc. Again, it's all just very, very minor increases. I think the maintenance services, fire alarm and boiler repair contract. The budget is 170, it's gone to 280 this year. And I can't remember why we said we'd take that to 500. Was it to...
I think we put a boiler repair contract as well as the service.
Put a proper service contract.
Oh, yes, because previously it's just had ad hoc repairs and a service, so we're going to do the sort of...
That's right, we're going to
put a service contract
in place, I think.
PAP testing is hopefully going to cost about the same as this year, which is slightly under budget, which is nice. Cleaning materials, again, largely unchanged. And unplanned maintenance. It was 4,000 last year because of the drain repairs and all that malarkey. Budgeted 300 this year, came in at 1,400. So we sort of picked somewhere in the middle of about 800 for that. And so I don't have any strong feelings on whether or not 800 is likely to be enough for unplanned maintenance in the pavilion. Doesn't strike me as masses. It's one of those things where it's difficult to predict, obviously, by the very nature of it being unplanned.
Mm. It's interesting, isn't it? If what happens with youth club, how often they're using it, that could have an effect on perhaps less wear and tear. And also, if you've got a service agreement in for the boiler, but then that would cover...
Would hopefully reduce any...
Yeah, big things to do with that.
Indeed. And hopefully the drains are now sorted, which was a big thing. The air source heat exchange has been fixed and sorted.
Which is part of the central heating repairs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think there's much that...
And have we got the problem that we had before with the septic tank not being emptied often enough for... Because there's going to be a fate this year, next year, isn't there?
Yeah, next
and
year.
And that's when we've had the problem before, if it hadn't been emptied.
Mm.
And then we had...
Like the sluice got blocked.
Yeah, but we didn't have a fate this year, and it just we need to, I guess, to make sure that the schedule for emptying has been adhered to. So therefore we don't end up having a call out...
Do you just plan an empty just immediately before the fate?
Yeah.
Do we need to budget for an extra emptying of the septic tank this year, just before the fate or just after the fate, depending on
when? Just before the fate.
Yeah. But whether or not that's already, I mean, is that put in as a how often is it emptied? Is
I think
that
it's just
once every
year.
Yeah.
Well, the frequency of emptying has been less than once a year.
Yeah.
So if we arrange for that prior to the fate, then we should be done.
Yeah, so
I think what I want to check, though, is whether the new drainage contracts include that.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be that there was a fate every year, so then that was also the problem, but there wasn't a fate since last, we need to see when it was last emptied, when the fate was, and then when the fate is this year, because that's caused a problem, that's caused that a few times, where we then had to get...
Well, it makes sense to plan the emptying immediately prior to the fate.
Just an additional, well, depending on when the previous one checks. Was, if the already planned one is just before and or just after, or if it...
And if it's included, as you say, it's part in the...
are you looking at line 63 at the moment, aren't we?
Line 63, yes. Mm. So whether or not we add an extra 150 onto that for an additional emptying in the septic tank. I can't imagine that the drainage contract offers us unlimited emptying, so if we want an additional one over and above what we've currently got, then we presumably need to...
So we're budgeting 400?
Yeah, which is 250 for sanitary disposal and 150 for the septic tank.
Mm.
I don't see we'd need a...
My feeling is it would definitely not need to be emptied more than once.
No, it's done just before.
Because the drains have recently been sorted, so they fall properly now, they're maintained, they're serviced. Yeah, they are inspected and serviced as part of the contract.
But that was the problem, they weren't falling away properly.
So we're happy with that. Okay. And then we've got maintenance projects, external redecoration. So this one Gabby's put in blue as a kind of optional. So I guess this is one where we need to decide, do we want to budget next year for external redecoration and maintenance projects? Do you have any idea of what those would be?
Councillor Travis and I are going to spend some time up the pavilion and have a look at what we think needs to be done, but we're confident that £2,000 more than covers what we need. It will need some tidying up outside. It clearly does need a lick of paint, plus also some general tidying up. So we're comfortable that £2,000 will be sufficient to cover the type of work that we're looking to do.
Things like the decking at the back probably needs redoing and all that sort of thing.
That sort of thing. But Councillor Travis and I will be going up there early in the new year to have a look at that. But we believe that £2,000 will be sufficient to cover the works that need to be done at interim. There's also the S106 monies, which we're looking at specifically to do the interior and various other bits and pieces. So they might be able to tweak a bit there.
Yeah. So the S106 monies are there for recreation.
Exactly, and that is part of the recreation process, and so we will have sufficient funds, but I don't think we'll exceed £2,000.
In the next unspecified period of time, there is S106 money coming forth that is specifically for both interior and exterior living stuff. It's anyone's guess as to when that will come. I doubt we'll see it next calendar year or even next financial year.
We do have some money which obviously is available currently for that type of
The Victoria Heights stuff, S106 agreement, has ring fence categories that could be attributed to pavilion work. But the S106 agreements that are coming forward from smaller developments, such as the 22 houses on New Road and the 23 houses at the Moor, has an S106 clause in there specifically and only for the pavilion.
So I think we're comfortable that the 2,000 that the RFO has put in there is sufficient to cover the works that we've wanted to see done.
The question, I guess, for this committee is whether or not we want to budget precept to spend up to £2,000 on maintenance in the next financial year, or whether or not we add it to the S106 discussions and pull some of the existing S106, or whether or not we wait for the ring-fenced S106 to come.
The ring-fenced potentially might not come off. There's rumours about the one down the moor that might be delayed or might not even happen.
Because they've got another nearly 2 years before they even have to start building.
2 years.
Time is on their side.
Okay. So the thing is, with the current available S106 monies that we have, specifically we're looking at the two buildings that we actually own, or three, but not including Little Hands. We have the hub here and we have the pavilion, and there is money available that can be allocated to both of those at the moment. I would suggest that we wait until after people understand the briefing meeting, which is just going to put people in the picture as to what's being requested out of that money at the moment, and then make a decision as to how you want to, at the January meeting, to decide how you want to spend that money, if you want to spend that money on these two projects that are going to be discussed at the briefing meeting. But they're not, they're just to be outline facts of what is being asked for, so that people can ask the right questions at the January meeting, so that you come in with an informed story, so that you're informed with good information, so that you can then ask the appropriate questions and then make the decision on the 13th of January as to whether you want to support either of those two projects. If that does happen, then I think we would be strapped to find the £2,000 to actually take that out of the current level of S106 monies. Although, as Mr. Clark said, there is money potentially in the pipeline that may well come in, but whether we can wait another 2 years possibly to get money to do the redecorations outside just to tidy it up.
Depends. You could end up using some of the existing S106 money. You won't really know whether you're in a position to do that until you have the meetings at the beginning part of next year. So on that basis, it's wise that you precept for it now, because it is much easier to take things out of a budget than it is to put them in once the budget for you has started.
I would feel more comfortable, and I think Councillor Travis would feel more comfortable, we're not speaking for him directly, but we actually precepted about £2,000, and then if we don't use it, fine. If we do use it, then it's there to be used.
Yeah,
we've got to do an assessment and look at what needs to be tidied up outside. And the longer you leave buildings like that, the more expensive it gets to.
And the S106 money that's ring fence, if they don't start for 2 years, it might be another year or more down the line, so it could be 3 years before we even see that. So we can't assume we're going to get it.
Exactly.
So yeah, I would suggest that.
But this all becomes a wider discussion that we're going to have sometime early next year, probably into February, about the use of S106, what we see as priorities for it, and what we look at for future S106 monies. But that's the discussion for February.
Mm. Yeah, just next year's reserve contribution budget will not take us all the way up to our long-term plan of getting to 6 months if we do have any
5.1
budgeted things that we don't spend on, then it's not kind of unnecessary extra. If it ends up going into reserves, then it's still just helping us towards our goal of 6 months. So I'm getting the general feeling then that there's appetite for budgeting £2,000 for maintenance at the pavilion for the next year. Mm-hmm. Everyone happy with that then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Okay, right. I'm just trying to speed this up a little bit. So moving on to finance and general purpose. We have £3,000 budgeted this year. We've only spent £1,500 on internal audit and external audit. We're anticipating next year we're going to need some extra legal advice, RE, the hub VAT, plus we're looking into document storage with the solicitor and the land searches. Is that regarding the little pockets of land we're trying to get?
So in terms of land registry searches, the cost of those are negligible.
Okay.
And if they ever got to a point where they weren't, then you can sign up on a yearly basis and you pay a one-size-fits-all fee. But yes, the council have resolved to seek quotes from solicitors with regards to valuable document storage. So that's why that figure is in there.
Everyone happy with that? The reasons for that that increase, and then obviously contingency, unplanned vandalism, unplanned expenditure, and things like that. So it's gone from 5,000 to 3,000 because I think we've separated out on a separate map for vandalism.
There's 2,000. There's 1,000 in there for vandalism.
Oh,
2,000 other. So there's 3 in total.
Okay.
And the reason really is because in each heading above, we've been putting in little bits for unplanned expenditure. Mm. And you know, it's really difficult with contingency. You just don't know. But at the moment, we're not looking like we're going to be touching this. But we, of course, we don't actually know. We don't know whether we're going to have to use it or not. Mm. So there's, you know, but it's just, do we need to keep a figure of 5,000 in there and charge people that extra or not? Which we could do if you want, but I'm not sure it's totally necessary.
I think we've worked, as you say, we've worked extra contingency into other headings. So ultimately, it's taking with one.
I think that makes sense to drop it down.
Let's drop it down.
Yeah, down to 3,000, you say. So are we anywhere near spending that 5,000 this year?
We haven't spent anything.
Haven't spent anything from that, okay.
But you know, the nature of the contingency.
Indeed. Yes.
That's good.
So everyone happy to drop that to 3,000 then?
Yep.
Super. Materials, lower fuel is very likely to be the same next year. Next year on equipment, we want to get the warden a chainsaw and some training. So that's probably going to cost sort of £500 to £700 or so pounds more than this year. Hence, the 500 budget going up to 1,000. Are you happy with that?
Over time, one would hope it will generate a saving in tree work.
Mm. Yes, hopefully, because we can get the wardens to carry some of that out. That's good thinking. Parish van expenses are going to be largely the same. So there's a comment here about the van may be replaced 2020/2021.
Yeah, so we put money aside in this year's budget against that. But as it turns out, we haven't needed to replace the van this year. But next year it is more likely that we will need to pay for that, and the year after it will be even more likely.
Mm.
And in the next 3 years, we will definitely have to replace the van.
Right.
Because it's only worth £2,000 now.
So we're not looking at spending £20,000 on a brand new van again?
No, a second-hand one. My feeling is £3,000 will probably get something more than adequate.
So we put £1,500 in last year. So we put £1,500 away last year in reserves for the van.
Mm.
So we've budgeted it, and we're budgeting the same again this year.
So there'll be a total of £3,000
by the end of the year.
I think that's fine.
To pay for the van.
Yeah, thank you. So where is that?
It's down the bottom of the page.
It's a contribution to reserves down the bottom.
972.
Okay. Where have we got to? So that's that. Membership of societies is going to be largely the same, just budgeting a very small increase for things like PALC, SLCC, so on and so forth. Then we've got parish clock, cost £187 this year, against budget 200, so budgeting 200. It recently had a fairly significant amount of work done, that didn't it, last year, I think, so hopefully nothing significant on that.
One of the things the maintenance committee is doing is looking at sourcing a clockwork air outfit closer to home, because at the moment they come from Derby and they charge us travel.
Parish office, website and domain stuff is all going to be very much the same as ever. IT support is going to be £1,300 budgeted this year and £1,200 for next year. That's slightly lower because why is that that slightly? Why has that gone down? These things when we go up.
And we put an extra workstation in. We're unlikely to.
Yeah, and you fixed your workstation, didn't you? So that was good. And mobile phones for wardens and other sundries, just budgeted to be largely the same. Stationery, tea, coffee, etc. Budgeted 700 this year, came up at coming up at 550 forecast, so looking at 600 for the next year. Rent of the photocopier plus printing. Probably going to go. Well, less than last year's budget, 1,200 versus 1,800, but slightly more than this year's forecast because we've now got extra stuff from the time bank.
Mm-hmm. We got a new machine in the course of this year, which is cheaper.
Oh, excellent.
So that's part of the reason for that.
And then sort of going down, publications, awards, reference books, etc., all the same. Postage likely to be the same. Office license fee, that's the fee that we pay back to the hub, is it?
Yes.
So that's 5% inflation increase on that. Office cleaner, again, very small increase. Software, it's all detailed there in last year's. This year was budgeted 1550, it's coming up to 2000. Briefly, Gabby, just explain. It's in the monthly sort of report.
I guess we didn't budget for.
Bulk of it is Edge, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we had enough in for that. There'll be something in there that we didn't budget for.
Adobe.
Probably Parish Office Online.
And Photoshop. Yeah. And Parish Office Online.
Yeah, which come to about. Well, Adobe and Parish Office Online come to 455, which makes up the difference. Mm-hmm. So it's just those two, obviously. And those are ongoing licenses, aren't they?
Yeah.
So where are we next? Is that litter picker? Is that the next one? That's actually nothing. So the next line down is
litter picker.
Yeah, litter picker. So similar amount to this year. Pamp membership.
Data protection officer.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Oh yes, of course, because.
We paid extra.
Yes, that was right, and it's been brought back in-house to yourself, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Where are we? Upgrade to Clark's PC was, and various other upgrade-y bits, was 900 this year, but 1,500 for next year because the assistant clerk will need a new PC, because I think it's grinding to a halt, isn't it?
No, the hardware actually is doing quite well, but the software that is on it all runs, all expires. Microsoft will no longer be supporting Windows 7 or Office 2010 as of January next year. Which isn't really going to stop anything working, but there'll be no more updates and bug fixes, and eventually it will have an impact on insurance policies.
Yeah.
So we must upgrade. And also we are looking at implementing a storage system which essentially will house our shared drive, so that if one of the machines goes down again, it doesn't have a domino effect and take out the entire office, which is what happened a few weeks ago.
Apparently storing all documents on one PC, aren't we? So
yeah.
the primary
I mean, it is backed up to the cloud, so we won't lose it, but if one machine goes down, it effectively brings the office to a shuddering halt.
Yeah. We get free upgrades on to Windows 10, don't we? If we do it within a certain.
Yeah, we could probably upgrade to Windows 10 for next to nothing.
A free upgrade. The free upgrades to Windows January. 10 only lasted for 1 year after Windows 10 was released.
No, it's still possible.
Yes, still, although not strictly above board.
No, it is.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah. I'll do it on my machine.
Okay,
yes, it's still entirely legit and above board. It's not advertised particularly well, but no doubt it will become more widely known come next month.
Yes.
Until Windows 7 support is terminated,
which is January
next year, I think it's the 31st, but it might be an earlier date, then the upgrade path is still available. Once the support is terminated, there is no upgrade path.
So got 1,500 for various software bits, and there's the support contract in there as well, isn't it? £1,000. ICO registration fee, etc. Defibrillator pads and batteries, that's all sundry expenses, so just a small increase upon last year. Counselor training program, office staff training, hopefully a bit less next year because last year included the SILC registration and training courses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going down back down to 1500. Should be good. Community rail partnership. So this was kind of discussed at council, wasn't it, about precepting for the community rail partnership. It's only £700. And this is feeding into that.
That's in line with other parish councils doing that, aren't they?
No one's paying more than that.
No, but they are precepting it, they're not taking it out of grants. Right?
Oh yeah, I know at least two other councils who are precepting it.
Yeah.
Lovely. And then hub stuff, obviously the maintenance grant that we pay to the hub is currently £15,000, I'm leaving that at the same. And then various bits then, maintenance, so don't think there's anything down there which is terribly controversial relative to this year. Obviously this year we had maintenance projects, the accessible steps, the Legionella and all that, so we're not precepting for any of that. Now at the bottom then we've got 9,900 though for maintenance projects for this year and next year. Sorry, for the next year. So this is, so the IT server upgrade then, so what's that? Because obviously Parish Council has its own server.
So the main server for the hub, it is controls the DNS, the DHCP firewall, and our data storage for the hub. Its software is out of date. That also comes to an screeching halt in January. Again, there's no easy upgrade path for it. So we can run it beyond January. It just means we don't get any security updates, etc. Basically, we need a new machine. It's been in the hub since day one, which is 6 years old. IT is normally on a 3-year cycle in business. Yeah, take that with a pinch of salt, but that's what it generally is. So it's beyond sell by, basically. So it needs replacement. So with the various licenses and software, that's the budget.
So without causing too much controversy, why is Parish Council precepting that, given it's used by
maintenance, it is an asset that has been replaced. Same as the dishwasher. Maintenance, we can replacement is covered by Parish Council.
Okay. Just kind of thinking, if Little Hand sort of said, we want a service system, the Parish Council wouldn't pay for it, they would pay for it as tenants. Now I know that ultimately
that's the lease.
I know that ultimately the hub and the Parish Council.
It's the rain.
Right, okay. Just wanted to make that clear, thank you. So the PA system for the atrium is again going to be a fixed asset, so that's kind of responsibility. Yep. So is that a request from the hub, or is it the Parish Council have?
It's a real request from
the hub. Sorry,
what's it mean by PA system for the atrium?
Public address.
Is that one there currently there now?
No, we don't have one.
So why is it needed?
For various events that we put on, for meetings downstairs, where parish council meetings sometimes happen downstairs and nobody can hear anything.
Are these projects coming to full parish council for?
Yes, they are.
Agreement. Okay, so we'll kind of discuss.
So when they come round to parish council, they've already been precepted for, so we don't have to.
But it's not our job to agree them, is it, here? We sort of need to go to full council for
precept. Yes, to full so this is really, really challenging.
This is the point of the meeting on Monday, is that right? On the 6th?
The S106 meeting is purely and simply about the 38,000 that is sitting in the pot at the moment that can be distributed between here and the pavilion. And there's a proposal to use a large percentage of that money on the hub, and that's what the briefing is about, so that yourself and Councillor Travis can actually explain to the full council exactly what you want to use that money on. And then when we come to the 13th of January full meeting, where it's been agendered, these two items are on the agenda, then you can ask informed questions, or the councillors can ask informed questions of either Councillor Travis or yourself, and then make a decision based on the answers to those questions as to whether they want to support that initiative for the use of the S106 monies. So all it is just purely and simply a briefing meeting to bring people to the so it doesn't become a back and forth thing on the 13th of January.
So I guess I'm just wondering, I'm just really interested into why that's in this project, and if it's not as part of that sort of business, it's not one that exists now, then this is something that's, I understand the server upgrade, but this is a new thing, isn't it? And why that would not come under the S106 request, maybe in the PA system. But it's a question, I'm hoping that people will ask those sort of questions, because I'm mindful that we will be interrogated by probably members of the public on the precept, so it's good for us to have those discussions in full council as well.
So are we sort of effectively saying this 9,900 is, we're just accepting it on the precept for now on the basis that we'll discuss it full council on the 13th of January?
Just how is the way forward, just looking at the nature of the requests. Mm-hmm. I would say the IT server upgrade, the PA system and the permanent signage are all S106able. Whereas the replacement vandalised glass and the evacuation chair, the question you have to ask yourself is, are these facilities we are proposing to put in, are they going to be of benefit to a growing community? Mm. So in other words, can you justify them because Melbourne is getting bigger?
Yeah, so something like an evacuation chair and a training sounds essential.
But again, it's better to proceed on the basis of precepting for them, because it is much easier to take stuff out.
Yeah.
And this information is going to be available for people to read prior to the meeting on the 13th, and then it's a case of, does anybody have any questions, queries or anything on that, and then it's up the opportunity at that time to...
It's the evacuation chair is necessary in my opinion, but it's just unfortunate it costs so much for something that will never get used.
Yeah. Well, you don't know, maybe.
No, well, it's...
They are. We could have done it at a parish council meeting way back.
Right. Okay, so we'll bear this 9,900 in mind, but it means that we're all sort of appraising it before we get to full council on the 13th of January. Where are we? So those are then total sale, obviously the interest and capital on the various public works loans are known. Lease staff and council expenses is travelling to training, etc. So generally haven't spent anything on that recently, but budgeting £200 for...
We've spent small amounts.
Yeah. £200 seems reasonable for that, and then time bank, so some software, phone, mileage, etc. for that. Budgeted 900 this year and forecast 300 so far, so 600 split the difference. Next year time banking is only getting more popular, so the costs will go up. Fencing replacement, just a comment here that we planned for 2020/21 by S106, that's on the war memorial. Election costs, obviously we're not anticipating election next year, so that's good. Car park rates and things, again, they're all fairly uncontroversial relative to this year. Contingency going up slightly from 200 to 500, I think that's wise given some of the issues we've had around the car park. Repairs for the bus shelter and things, isn't it? Everyone happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Okay. Community development. So this is the sort of working part in the traffic survey and all that. So that was agreed by the parish council to be precepted, to be funded in this financial year, because it needs to be done ASAP, and then so we'll precept next year to recoup the money. So that one's already been through full council.
The additional £150 that's been requested for the extra box, will that come to council before?
Yes, it will. So I received an email in the last couple of days from the chair of the Futures Party requesting an additional £150 and requesting my approval for it, which I can't give.
Mm.
But at the moment they've got £2,500 plus £850, which we've agreed that they can dip into from the asset management reserve, and then recoup it next year from the preset. So if they want an extra £150, then they're just going to have to tip into that £2,500.
And what we'll do, we will go back to council with a recommendation, or the recommendation would be to increase that from £850 to £1,000 to make it up to the seventh box to make this survey full.
Yeah. Or they will just have to tighten their belts.
If council doesn't vote in favour of the £150 being added, then as Mr. Clark has said, then it becomes £2,350 they've got.
Because the £2,500 is not a known cost. That was just plucked out of thin air, that figure.
Where am I going to see? There. Brown Info Tourist Signs for Stockbridge Meadows. This again was discussed at full council, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was agreed that we get some brown touristy type signs, isn't it, to actually point away Stockbridge Meadows, which I think is a cracking idea. Lighting maintenance contract, SCDC are now going to maintain lights, that's good. And electricity for street lighting, just going up slightly based on prices going up, but hopefully that's
based on the fact we now have to find our own energy supplier, which means we no longer enjoy the bulk buying power that the county council do. So the prices will go up.
Yeah, but hopefully they'll start going down once
the LED program is implemented. They should go down more than they went up.
Yeah. So, Little Hands, we've got £450 for an annual drain clean, so that's an annual thing. Unplanned maintenance, so last year we hoped it was going to be £190, it's turned out to be £950, so budgeting £1,000 for that. Councillor Clark, you've got a good idea of what goes on at Little Hands.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments on that?
No, I think we have to do the drainage thing for obviously health and safety reasons. The further extension was drain pipe to drain. That was fine. Monitoring cabinet repair, external lights. That's all been done. The only thing that's really come in this year is what we've agreed. Has been proposed through the maintenance committee is the mosquito alarm, which has been approved by the tenant. They're happy with that. We can install that sometime next year, subject to vicinity, how far it goes out, and they can be taken in. Looking at two of those, and we've had a quote, I believe, from Darren Part. About putting up a false wall above the front door to stop the one last place where they can actually climb onto the roof from. And he's coming under £1,000 to do that work. And that then means that we can smooth off, make it all blue around the top, and then we can put our, spikes back up on the roof, and hopefully that will be the last we hear of people getting onto the roof. But he's going to do that, he can do that work. That's been approved again by the town, they're happy with us doing that. And that hopefully should then, going forward, should then reduce the amount of maintenance we have to do for repairing gutters and repairing things where they try to hang off of them to get onto the roof. So fingers crossed this will be the last year we have to put a serious amount of money in there, because you know it's cost us quite a few pounds to actually repair work that's been done to stop them doing things. That's where we're at. But I think the drainage thing is definitely sensible, because we have to be mindful that we are dealing with a young person's building, and we have to have health and safety very clearly in our minds on this one. But we have got the revenue coming in from Little Hands, which mitigates the costs that we outlay.
So yeah, it's got to see the revenue is greater than it was.
Have now completed principally all of our works, because we had the electrical circuitry all redone. That's all been done and costed out through this year. So the only works that need to be done now, outside of these bits and pieces that we're doing here, are works that the tenant has, I believe, I think Mr. Clark agrees me with, the lease agreement, I think they have the liability to repair or redo the windows, the remaining windows. I think that falls under their remit. So we've got no other exterior stuff to do. This is just a good little gesture to try and stop idiots getting on the roof.
Yeah, and obviously all this work we've been doing to improve the building and reduce vandalism and all that, obviously, as you say, goodwill. So that is sort of feeds almost back into our previous discussions about the rent reviews later on, obviously leaving it where it is for now, but
that's my view anyway.
Once we've got a better building, then we can
start looking forward, and maybe a year or two down the road we might start going up with inflation, etc. But that will be for discussion and agreement by full council.
Exactly, not to prejudice future discussions. So any comments then on precepting 2,200 for the mosquito alarms and the anti-vandalism bit around the roof?
Seems
can I ask a question? The mosquito alarms, do they work?
They do, yes.
Do they keep the mosquitoes away?
My son hates them.
Well, and part of me, I really find it really uncomfortable to think about using things like that. I think it's antisocial in itself to do that to young people. If they can't get onto the roof or anything anymore, I feel very strongly about the use of something like that against our young people when it's a public space around there, and if it's painful to them, I don't like it at all. But to hear an eminent professor speak about what we're doing to alienate our young people and by doing something that's going to hurt their ears, I think it's relatively barbaric, really.
There was a couple of instances where a group of youths were trying to actually break into the building through the downstairs windows. They were actually trying to leave in the windows. So we know that most damage is done by getting onto the roof, but if they are going to try and prise windows open, which they actually were openly trying
does
to
it
do.
Have a, does it have an alarm in there?
They do have an alarm system, but once you've actually broken the window out, the damage is done, and by the time anyone would actually get over there, and if anybody would get over there, because
unless you've got a monitored alarm, nothing's going to happen.
I'm just really want to put that on record.
Were the mosquito alarms discussed at council?
They've been discussed at maintenance committee before.
But there is a precedent on this because the church actually.
Well, I disagree with those as well. And why would the church want to stop young people going near it? I'd like to see the evidence that they work. And
they are proven.
I'd like to see the evidence. I'd also like to present the counter argument about what that does to relationship with young people.
It may be a case of actually doing the fascia wall first. And then seeing how it goes, because it will be in that order. It wouldn't be mosquito alarms, then fascia wall. But if you can do the fascia wall first, which prevents them actually being able to scale unless they come over there with a specific ladder to do their whatever they want to do, ride their bikes off the roof or something, they actually that might be better. And if we don't see any further vandalism or any other intrusion or attempted intrusion, then we may just hold back on the mosquito alarms. So it will go in that order.
I'll
decision has not been made to buy them and install them yet. So it will go to full council.
Should we preset for the money again on the basis that our reserves are not yet at the level where they need to be, and if we get closer, that just means that we can stop adding reserves sooner in the future. So if we preset for that. Now, we've got £1,000 for mosquito alarms and £1,000 for anti-vandalism, and
I don't know why it's
2,200.
I've got a feeling it's meant to be 2,200 and those figures might be wrong. But
the mosquito alarms are definitely 1,000 if you want two of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anti-vandalism, is that 1,200 then?
I think Graham's, Councillor Clark said that it was being quoted at 1,000 for doing that.
So that needs to be 2,000 then.
Because you've got the vandalism earlier on, haven't you? The actual change of vandalism, which is what we were talking about.
This is project work.
This is project work. Yeah. This actually is not vandalism. This is just like building work on that building.
It's anti-vandalism.
It's anti-vandalism building work, but it's actually, it's not repairing something that's been damaged.
No. But I think you said that you've got someone that suggests they'll do it for under £1,000.
We've already had the quote.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we'll drop that to £2,000 then,
yeah.
And then on the basis that the mosquito alarms will come back to full council.
Well, both will have to come back to full council because nothing's been approved directly through full council yet.
It hasn't been approved through maintenance.
So I think it makes sense that both get discussed at the same time.
Okay. Right, so that's not too bad. That's just over an hour, and we've got down to the total expenditure. This year, the budget is £283,000. It's forecast to be about £278,000, and then we're budgeting just shy of £281,000 next year. So no big shocks there, despite various bits going up and down by what felt like significant amounts at the time. So general reserve, mentioned this a couple of times. This year we budgeted to add £16,100.
Can I just make a suggestion though that at this stage we look over, because the whole, other than the £3,350, which is what we're having to put in for the future's working party, which we've taken out this year, the rest of that's totally discretionary, how much we put into reserves.
Yeah.
So what we should really do now is have a look at the total precept, and then really think about, do we want it to come out at 4% or less than 4%?
And then everything else goes in. Okay, lovely, thank you.
So,
how about you then, Gabby? The lady of the numbers.
So at the moment, based on what we've just done, we've got an increase per household of 4.01%. So we have an overall increase of about £12,000, but we've got kind of 14 extra houses this year. So per household, it comes out to 4%. I don't know how people feel about that. We have increased it 15% 2 years ago, 5% last year.
Mm-hmm. So it's less than last year.
It's less than last year.
And
so we're heading back towards an even keel.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose one point it's worth making is that if you were a district or a county council, you could put it up by 4.99% without triggering a referendum.
Yeah. So we're
one day those rules would apply to parish councils.
Yeah. So we're within that. That.
I think to go 4%, it shows that we're going in the right general direction, but I think it would be not good financial management if we just cut it down and left it at 0-0, because there will also be things cropping up during the year which we haven't accounted for, and we are striving to get towards that 6 month, that window of 6 months reserves, and I think getting forward to it slowly, and I think if I remember it gives us 5.1 months you put down in projections with those together. So I think we are going in the right direction and we're looking at almost getting there. So I think if we were just cut down to zero and then we had a few big hits or something cropped up that we hadn't accounted for, it's going to delay that 6 months, and I think that's the most important thing as a council, to know that we are comfortable, we have reserves, and then we can start, as you said, Chair, we can start looking at pulling money backwards and forwards. If we've got our 6 months reserve, then we're not so pressured.
Indeed, you can start then actually using those reserves And also, so that the tax base, the number of houses in the parish has gone up by 0.7%. So if you left the cost per house at 0% increase, then our overall precept is only going up by 0.7% now. That's less than inflation. Yeah. So I think we need some per house increase. 4% is a little bit above inflation, which is generally about 2%.
But the tax base will go up a lot next year.
Sorry?
The tax base will go up a lot.
Because you've got Victoria Heights ones and some of the 199s will start coming in.
So that might give us a lot more flexibility in the way that we
are. So hopefully next year we could then potentially leave it at nothing per house. Right. And depending on how much the tax base goes up, and actually see whether or not we can do that. But certainly, you know, going 15%, 5%, 4%
is
definitely.
I think the trend is in the right direction. It shows that we are managing our money and managing our finances, and also it's getting more closer to our target of 6 months. which is what the RFO would like us to be at.
And so that 4% increase includes an overall 27,650 contribution to reserves, which I believe splits down into 18,500 going into actual reserves, 3,350 being recouped. Is that part of that? Yes, I think it is. Being recouped to pay for the working of the futures workman party. 4,300 asset management, which is a sort of going into a separate reserve and replacement fund for the major assets, and 1,500 going towards the plan replacement as discussed earlier. So that's how that 27,000 breaks down. So if we're happy with a 4.01%.
I can move that down slightly so it comes to just around 4%.
I was just going to say, the 3....
Even if we took it down £100 or so, it'll probably...
3.97.
Do we
know if that's actually accurate? Because obviously we request the 200,000 precept.
Yeah.
SEDC then work out where it all goes, and then they obviously sort of print the little percentage on on the council tax bills. So yeah, if we work it all out, 3.97% is actually going to come out as 3.97%.
No, it's just agreed with us before.
Right, okay.
And if they did, we would say something.
I wasn't sure if it was subject to then, you know, when they do when they do their calculations.
They do the math as well, and then they write back and say, here's what we make it, are you okay?
Right, okay, so it's not like, because we're only just under 4%. If it would be, it would be frustrating if they came to 4.01%.
What would be very useful for the minutes is if I could have, a percentage increase and a pounds and pence figure for the requested precept.
Right, so...
are we 3.97?
Yes. Do we have any comments on that then, or do we want to agree that between ourselves? Do we need to vote on the overall acceptance of this?
The process is that committee make a recommendation to full council, so the vote will be to commend this budget to the council, as it were. Assuming you're happy with it.
Yeah, so based on that, the total income is down a little, so we're being pessimistic, as it were, because we've budgeted for lower income. Total expenditure is up a little. We're obviously contributing to reserves, and then that comes out as a total precept requirement for 2020/2021 of £267,870. Which divided by the tax base works out as £136.62 per house, per Band D equivalent house, which is a 3.97% increase on the current financial year.
Can I just do another quick sum? Right, so it's an extra £5.22 per household per year, per Bandy household.
£5.22 per household per Bandy equivalent household per year.
So that is £5.22. 10p a week.
Yes. 10 pence per week per Bandy equivalent house. So I'm looking around the table, I'm not seeing any dissenting thing. So the vote, so the proposal is to...
recommend that budget to full council.
Recommend this budget to full council for discussion on, I believe, the 13th of January at full council.
Yep.
May I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Hart proposing and Councillor Barnes seconding. All those in favour of the...
Unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Chair, can I just like to thank both the RFO and Clark for putting that together. So,
thanks, boss.
Thanks to Gabby and her amazing spreadsheets, which sounds like a circus act.
Morrison's amazing rodents.
Yes, indeed. And Councillor
Clark? I'd just like to say, Councillor Hart got there first, but I'd just like to say thank you very much for all your efforts for this. it's very easy to read, very well constructed, and I think it's a very balanced project.
And it's good because we're factoring in a lot of extra stuff that we worked a couple of years ago.
It's well constructed, very thought through.
So that's really good. Thank you, everybody, and also thank you for those that attended and prepared all this for the workshop that we had week before last. That was very much appreciated as well. Right, I believe that concludes agenda item FG028.
So, if I may, what format in terms of taking this to the parish council? Do we don't really want to be sitting there going through it line by line?
Well, no, because we did that at the workshop and we've done it now.
It
so
takes a long time. So, how?
I would suggest a one side of A4 report, and the headlines being 3.97. Which equates to 267,870, which is an increase of £5.22 per decals.
/ 10p per.
And then that as an appendix.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, people, the expectation being that that councillors will spend time before the meeting looking at it, a bit like we do with, you know, when we look at the approvals or whatever. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I think
this one. Get that.
Yeah, so I mean, this is obviously the thing that we want. This is a big part of it. We want to discuss that.
There will be some more detail in the minutes of this meeting, so I'll probably send those to full council as well.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think so.
So that people know what the.
Is this a good, a sensible summary? Mm-hmm. I think it's probably the best way.
I think
if
a summary
you've got that full council meeting.
I think a nice thing would be a summary of the forecast changes in income and expenditure and contributions to reserve, the changes, so it's we can alert council to the fact that we are expecting less income, expecting more expenditure, expecting more contributions to reserve, and that's where the 12,050 increase is coming from. I think that's brilliant because it just shows a good breakdown.
And then hopefully the year after that we should get our reserves up to 6 million.
Yes, so I think this is forecasting.
If everything goes to forecast, which is a big if, but you know, hopefully.
Yeah, so your document is suggesting that at 31st of March coming we'll be on 5.1 months, and at the end of the next financial year we will be approximately £3,000 away from our thing, which is
go up, but you know the costs will go up next year, so it's always a slightly moving target.
And a bit like that you could do 50 burials.
Yes.
Or we might be able to let the pavilion out for very briefly, the 9,900 that's being proposed and being written into the precept at this time for the hub, do we need to open that bit up a little bit more for the meeting? If I think Councillor Hart was maybe going to raise a couple of questions.
That's currently included in the...
So if we summarise but we don't actually identify that as a specific, we might be walking onto thin ice a little bit with certain people. So I think that maybe needs to be identified so that it can be discussed, because the hub is owned, you know, the way this thing works. Mm. I think we just need to have that maybe as a...
Yes, and that's a very good point, because we are suggesting an increase in the precept of £12,000, and we're suggesting spending £9,900 of that on...
Because that will spark one or two questions from definitely two members of the public. So I think we have to be aware that we're likely to be challenged on that.
Yes, Chair. Just thinking, because we're going to have the briefing on the 6th, or the discussion about S106, I mean, that's another area for this thing. These items to perhaps be asked of as well. But I agree, we need to be very much transparent with that, and so people understand what the decision's made.
Just ask Mr. Clark, with regard to the S106 monies and this briefing discussion to alert councillors to what's being requested, that 9,900 that's being requested in here for software and the chair, etc., and the other bits and pieces, that couldn't be S106.
Some of it could be.
I think so, in my opinion. Some of it could be.
In my opinion, yeah. I think I mentioned earlier the first three things.
Okay. So that may be something then that you need to have a discussion with Councillor Travis to be prepared to respond to those questions on the 13th, not on the 6th, but on the 13th, be able to respond to that as potentially being a question or two that might come from other councillors on that basis. So therefore you've got, you know, your ducks in a row with regard to the way you want to respond. Because it is, as Mr. Clark is correct on that, there could be people wanting to look at other options.
The rationale here is if the hub is under strain because the population of Melbourne is increasing, then that is an entirely acceptable use of S106 money. That's what S106 money is for, to offset and to mitigate development.
Yeah.
So that's a question the council need to consider and discuss and resolve. And I intend to agenda that on the 13th of January. Okay.
That's fine. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Clark.
Right, everyone happy to move on?
Yep.
Lovely. Okay, so moving on to agenda item FG029/19, which is document review. So we've got one on the agenda this month for the environmental protection policy.
So can I offer a little bit of background on this?
Yes, please do.
So this is a suggestion that I made to Councillor Travis a month or so ago. We agreed it was probably something the parish council should have. He offered to have a go at drafting one, and the results of his efforts are in your agenda pack.
Has everybody had a chance
It is not a pressing matter to adopt this. So if you don't feel like you want to do it tonight, or you want to chew over it a bit longer, no problem.
Yes, please take that up.
Bearing in mind our conversation about mosquito alarms, I'm just wondering what environmental impact they might have. So again, if we're going to do a bit of research on that.
They'll have a small electricity usage.
Yes, they are. Yes. But it just seems to be timely, really. But the actual document itself, I think, is really good to have an acknowledgement of that as a parish council, we will consider our environmental impact and protection of the environment.
The reason, again, one of the reasons why I suggested this in the first place is because there are a few bits of local government legislation that have been passed in the last 5 years or so that are specifically aimed at issues such as climate change and renewable energy and perhaps council can give powers and spending powers in relation to them. So I predict that more and more parish councils are going to be developing policies like this.
I understand that government policy is going to be moving towards including environmental aspects as an important part of a lot of consideration.
You already have a duty to have regards to biodiversity, which means you probably need this policy.
Are there any other comments, Councillor Hart? Did you want to make a?
I this will come to full parish council. I'm guessing in January, so January meeting. Yes.
So you can resolve to place it before full council for discussion and.
We have to go to South Cambs by the 20th, isn't it? 20th of January?
On the precept.
Well, to the precept, not for the policy.
Oh, precept, oh, sorry.
I think it's the 20th.
20th.
I think.
Yeah, this will come to full council.
There's no time limit associated with having a green policy.
Yeah. I think. Does anybody have any comments on it before we pass it back to council for ratification?
The only comment I would want to make is that I haven't had enough time to read it as thoroughly as I would like.
No, I have to say I was focusing on the budget and didn't actually didn't spot this one before this evening's meeting, I'm afraid, so I'm just looking through it now. It's very general, which is good, because it doesn't tie us down to anything. But it seems to include various things, which at least gives us a footing for when we to make certain decisions upon about low energy things and water efficiency and things like that, and also including environmental considerations in our decisions. I think without a policy like this, I think we could argue that taking environmental considerations into account is not our problem. If we have a policy here, then at least it gives us.
Tells us that it is our problem.
It's a very good guidance document to follow.
It's a guidance document, not a strict binding climate accord. I think the recommendation then would just be to pass that as is to full council and accept comments and comments and alterations when it's discussed at full council.
Or if you put the recommendation goes forward to accept it, subject to any changes on the line.
Would you like a vote on that?
Please.
Yeah. So, proposal then is to pass the environmental protection policy to full council for them to amend as they see fit at discussion. Proposer, Councillor Clark, and seconder, Councillor Phil Murray. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. So, last agenda item of the evening, FG030/19, to note the date of the next meeting. And for those that haven't been aware, we are swapping around the finance meetings and the full council meeting to get the full council meeting in before the SCDC precept deadline. So, this meeting will be on 20th January 2020. Thank you very much.